You know, and like I said, the theme that's been going on for me a lot lately about people is about this coming to believe thing. How do I come to believe in a power greater than myself? And it's a simple application. That the minute I, in my mind, ask a power to guide me, my mind has just opened up and came to believe in a power greater than itself. And that every time I ask that power to be in my mind gets further open and gets further depth in the belief of a power greater than itself. And then when I string a few of these petitions, and we call these petitions, some people call it prayer, some people call it petition, for that power to be in my mind, when I start string a few together, all of a sudden my walk gets a little lighter. My shoulders seem to sit a little broader. My smile seems to be much easier to muster. And that when I look at people, my eyes are open and I feel a glitter. And I look for joyful things just by asking this power to be with me. And that, you know, I'll hear stories about, Khalil talked about a couple months ago, walking across the street, a mom and a child. And the mom put her arm around that child. And the mom wasn't putting its arm around that child. It was putting its arm around the child in Khalil. And tears came. And it's telling you that your Creator will heal you, everything that's happened to you as a child, if you just allow it to happen. If you see it in somebody else, you're not seeing it in somebody else, you're seeing it in yourself. Imagine that I can watch a mother hold her child and that I myself can be healed by that holding, because love is love. If I think it's only expressed to that child, I'm blinded. But if I can feel that healing mechanism from a mother hugging a child, that mother is now hugging me. And that I'm being healed from my childhood injuries. And that's where we're going. That this is about wholeness, not halfness. This is